What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Colorado Show.
Oh, yeah.
It's right. It's the last day of June. We're almost not gay anymore. We got the last day. Last day of gay.
It's the last day of gay. I hope that all of you are okay.
That's good. I like that one.
What's going on, everybody?
Add that to the repertoire. Yeah. So many things to talk about today. And I think that we should start with this just really incredible video. Give me 1 second to get us set up here. And we will play it because there's really, I don't think there's any way we can do it justice. I think
You just gotta let it ride.
We just gotta do it. We gotta do it.
Okay.
Start your tape right now, because I'm
not Scarborough.
You, if you can't handle the truth, this version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as she was nine.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation, remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Jackie was dead.
I was sitting, of 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, intense.
Had trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas. There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you can ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right.
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about. That's him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how with it he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience. Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
You don't get paid for performance to be president.
Hold on,
If
you caught Jen Psaki today, Jen Psaki was, I saw a clip of her really straddling the fence on this.
Oh, find it. Did we lose?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, find that clip. We can play it.
Yeah, she looked ridiculous, man. Oh my God.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's been defending him since the 2020 campaign and saying that it's a far right conspiracy theory that Joe Biden has obvious dementia that everybody can see. Everybody can hear. And they got him through the State of the Union. Widely speculated to have been due to amphetamine use, but wasn't enough on the debate. So this is we're going to get into the debate. This is the lead up to the debate, and all of the media telling all of you, all of us, that Joe Biden, it's cheap fakes. Remember that short-lived new category of disinformation.
He's cogent. Yeah.
Cogent. I undersold him when I said he was cogent.
Right. Get out of here.
Good stuff.
Endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have
Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece, frightening. You have
Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old. He can clear a dementia bar.
Who is that crazy looking lady?
And that's probably a win.
Is it? Is it probably a win for your presidential candidate that he can maybe clear a dementia bar, which also he can't?
Yo, it's funny. Tucker was saying that somebody within, I think it was somebody he knows that's, I guess, related to Biden, that was saying that they're letting him, like, he had dementia. He was already diagnosed with that a while ago.
Yeah.
Like, before he even
and
ran.
The family was upset. I saw that too. Yeah. The family, the extended family, obviously not Dr. Jill, who should be locked up for elder abuse.
Yeah,
but the extended family was upset that he was deciding to run for president when everybody knew he had dementia.
But what did Trump do? He lied!
So we got to find that. That was so... Oh, and then Biden's like... Ah. Look at all these people. Here for me. Where am I? So bad.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
Wall Street Journal's completely vindicated. Completely vindicated after the debate.
Right, exactly. The fact that there's a whole compilation of people just gaslighting.
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. Did you see the Bill? This just in.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly says that Biden's dropping out.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Yep. There's no universe in which I find Bill O'Reilly credible about anything. I don't think he has inside sources. I don't think there's anybody out there that likes him at all well enough to tell him anything. So let's see what happens.
But he just said, so it's over for Joe, but the White House doesn't yet know how or when to make the announcement. Stay close.
Well, yeah, the White House came out this morning and denied. So there were reports yesterday and Friday that Biden was going to Camp David with his family to discuss his future in the presidential race.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, the White House said that's not true. Joe Biden is the nominee. Let's finish this video because then I want to pull up something even more hilarious about this.
All right.
Truth is today. Hirsch Gobert Poland is still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic.
Joe Biden's debate performance was Russian disinformation.
Oh, okay.
And I think best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
I know Putin is sitting over there like, why do y'all keep blaming this shit on me?
Right? Like,
Putin is like, I've done nothing.
So the Biden-Harris campaign is asking their mailing list to be surrogates now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Seven things to tell your friends after the debate, and four things you can do. We just have these clips from ALS. I don't get the Biden-Harris emails, although they sound hilarious, and I may sign up after seeing this.
Yeah, they said something. I think Tariq Nasheed posted something about that. telling Black people to get behind Joe.
Yeah, if you're like me, you're getting lots of texts or calls from folks about the state of the race after Thursday. So first of all, the lead line of this email campaign is, hey, we know everybody's freaking out.
Right.
No. Maybe it was your panicked aunt. Using panic in the second line, also not a great word choice for a communication that's intended to calm people down. Your MAGA uncle, naturally. It's always the uncle.
MAGA uncle.
Yep. Some self-important podcasters. Hey, that's us, Darren.
Hey, give us a hand, everybody. Yeah.
We made the second sentence. It's a tough position to be in, so I thought it might be helpful to send you a few responses. They have to send talking points to their mailing list so that they can. This is cleanup on aisle 17. And it's glorious.
That aisle is way in the back. That's like aisle 62.
Yes, the debate started rough, but voters saw what a threat Donald Trump is to the country.
The crazy thing is he didn't even have to say anything.
That's like the pundits on CNN and MSNBC after the debate said Donald Trump lied. He lied. I mean, he just told so many lies. There's so many lies. It was all lies. They don't ever get into what they were.
I think they fact checked both of them on CNN afterwards.
Yes, I saw that. That was a dude saying things with zero sourcing.
Right.
So I don't consider that to be a fact check. But the commentary itself, what I'm saying, I'm not saying that everything that Donald Trump said was true or that everything that Joe Biden said was a lie. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying their commentary, they only said he lied. They did not give examples in the post-debate analysis and they were freaking out. But Donald Trump was not the majority of the conversation in the post-debate analysis and every single day since the debate happened.
They've been cooking Joe. They've been chefing him up.
Exactly. Jeez. The focus of conversation is that Joe Biden has dementia. And there's two camps. There's, oh my gosh, Joe Biden has dementia. How did we not know this? And then there's the rest of us that the meme game.
We're like, duh. We've been telling y'all this.
Yeah. We knew Joe Biden had dementia in the 2020 campaign.
Y'all told us
it was just a lifelong stutter and we were super mean.
It's almost like fake awe, right?
Yeah.
So you sit back and you tell everybody, oh, behind the scenes, he's vibrant and cogent. Yeah. But we're like, well, where's this on display in the public? Like, why is it when he gets behind closed doors, he turns into Superman, but in public, he's, to all of us, he's Clark Kent.
So apparently not, because Axios was reporting yesterday, basically confirming that he sundowns. Well, listen, these are quoting Biden aides who spoke to Axios, according to the reporting. Listen, he's great between 10 and 4. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. He is
6 hours of work.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. You don't know what you're talking about, because between 10 and 4, he's awesome. It's not our fault that they scheduled a debate at 9 p.m. at night and our boss has dementia, sundowns by then.
Yeah, and not to mention the cold. Yeah, he has a cold too.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on the cold. Okay, all right. No, we're going to have this conversation.
Here's for the cold. If a cold makes you do that.
After what these... We're not on Badlands, so I'm going to just say MFers. After what they put us through with COVID, stay home and save a life. Right. You don't know. The tests are not always accurate. You could have COVID for 14 days and not have a positive test. It's very dangerous for you to be out if you're sick. Don't go to work if you're sick. Don't send your kids to school if they're sick. You need to wear a mask and distance. If you have to go out for something like, getting necessities or going to the doctor, but if you're sick, you should never leave the house. Now, we didn't get the Biden is sick message till 25-30 minutes into the debate when it was obvious.
The message didn't even really spread until he got his ass kicked at the end.
Yeah, it was always he had a cold. Wait a second. So you let him go before they had videos of him before the debate, shaking hands with all the people outside, probably hugging them and smelling them, right? It is Biden. And then they have him in the debate room with the moderators and all the support staff. There weren't any.
And he shook hands afterwards.
Right. And then he went to the Waffle House.
And dapped up everybody at Waffle House.
Yep. He was touching everybody at Waffle House, and he was at that event that said
he lied.
let go of Joe. I think the back banner said.
He lied.
Exactly.
You answered every question, yeah. Joe.
You did so you did good. So.
Good little dog.
So good. Yeah. So if he did in fact have a cold, I think we can effectively say that that's domestic terrorism, going around as a super spreader and touching all those people.
Ooh, hold on. Hold on. We got to run that one back. 1 second. Say that one more time for the people in the back.
If he has a cold, a cold on debate night, that is domestic terrorism, and he's a super spreader.
Super spreader Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
No, I think what happened was they were like, oh shit. Like, listen to this guy. We need something. Do a cold. Okay, a cold. Tell, you know, call up New York Times and AP. Okay,
yep.
Cold. We got it. We have a cold. Cold on deck. Got it. Cold. Okay, cold. Yeah. You're like, hang on a second. If he's sick, why is he out in public touching people? And they're like, oh, it wasn't COVID. He had a COVID test and it was negative. And it's like, but those can be 14-day window, right? I mean,
hey, we're going to plan L. Plan L. Do it now. Do it.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Too bad it didn't work, real folks. Bad. Sorry.
Yep, exactly. All right. So we've got, this is the video I was looking for here. Let's jump into this one now.
Your inbox is full though in my Twitter. I hooked you up.
I'll look at that in just, I'll get back to your stuff in just a second. Just to put a fine point, and then we're going to get into Jasmine. We're never going to get through all the content of today's show.
Oh, yeah. We must get the Jasmine crowd.
We will talk about some Colorado stuff, I promise, Colorado show audience. Yep.
And Susie's in the chat. Shout out to Susie.
What up, Susie? And Tracy Bliss, good to see you guys. What's up? All right. So this is the guy that the entire media, we just played the video of all of this leading up. We had cheap fakes. They're selectively editing things to make Joe Biden not look like he's with it, but everybody knows that he's with it. He's totally, this is the best version of Biden. Best version we've got, right? Just want to remind everybody who they are protecting.
He's cogent.
Nunez plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots. Whoa. And the court cited
every major crime bill, every minor crime bill has had the name of the Democratic senator from the state of Delaware, Joe Biden, on that bill.
We do everything but hang people for jaywalking in this bill.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven
without a slight Indian accent.
Unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom, getting women to understand they can say no, getting people in the position where testing matters.
It's not the same.
I got tested for AIDS. I know Barack got tested for AIDS. There's no shame in being tested for AIDS.
Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wolf.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
The most foreign policy experts around the world say is the wisest man in the Orient.
Large, very identifiable Somali community. I might add, if you ever come to the train station with me, you'll notice that I have great relationships with them because there's an awful lot of driving cabs.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
What responsibility do you think that Americans need to take to repair the legacy of slavery in our country?
We bring social workers into homes of parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do.
I recognize that kid wearing a hoodie may very well be the next poet laureate and not a gangbanger.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
By the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying, you know, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
Yeah, that's your son.
Are you a junkie?
Probably you.
You see, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have more.
What kind of a chance would a Northeastern liberal like Joe Biden stand in the South if you were running in Democratic primaries against Southerners like Mark Warner and John Edwards?
Better than anybody else. And you don't know my state. My state was a slave.
The left has convinced so many people that Donald Trump is racist, and in no way, shape, or form is Joe Biden racist at all. I would say that these clips say otherwise. So share it with your Democrat friends, anyone who needs to see it, and don't let your lying eyes deceive you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So shout out to American Archer for that video. I think the only conclusion that we can draw from that, Darren, is that Donald Trump is racist.
That's it. That's Jillian, it. I would have to say that Joseph Robinette Biden, like, whoever is telling him to like talk, like don't stop. Just stop.
keep him talking.
Just keep him quiet, man. Keep him quiet. Like he is a walking problem. Like, hey, and you know, somebody pointed something out to me. They're like, because of all the nonsense that this man has done for the last 50 years in his career, they said what we saw Thursday was karma. I said,
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it. They said, yeah. They said that was the universe embarrassing him on the world stage because he had no business being there in the first place. So
I have sound coming in my ears and I can't figure out where it is to turn it off.
I don't know.
Okay, there we go.
I don't know either.
No, that was rough. All right. Hang on. So we're going to play debate clips. Honestly, we could, but we don't have time.
There's too many. There's too many.
It's too many.
Dude said, I don't think he even knows what he's talking about.
Okay. So everybody saw, I think pretty much everybody saw. And if you didn't see the whole debate, you saw clips. So you know that Joe Biden has dementia. It's obvious.
And, everybody knows it. If you didn't watch the debate, go watch it. Treat yourself. You know, roll up a joint and go sit down.
It is definitely worth a viewing. Yeah. What I think is, so what we saw debate night was everybody flip the hell out, right? We saw the CNN panel melt down. Van Jones almost cried. Everybody's all being very again, I should say. Van Jones almost cried again. Everybody's being very serious, right? Oh, it's time for us to really discuss whether or not Joe Biden is capable. And the rest of us, like, you know, 72% of the American public is like,
we've been through this. Like,
you guys are pretending like you didn't know. You have more access than any of us, and we all knew.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? Yeah. So you sent me this. And you want to set this up for people?
Yeah. So everybody, this is loudmouth of Congress. I think she's out of Dallas, Jasmine Crockett. Just consistently loud and wrong.
Shout out to those eyelashes, though.
Shout out to the eyelashes that MTG told her that she couldn't see. Yeah, yeah. No wonder, because she based on what she's about to say, she obviously wasn't watching the debate, and it's the eyelashes' fault.
All right, here we go.
And here's the reality. If you are going to dump somebody because you don't appreciate how they, quote unquote, performs in 90 minutes, and you're going to discount everything that they've done for almost 50 years in this country, then
hang on a second. Did you ever dump anybody for how they performed?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's Miami. I've been running through them now.
I'm worried about the people that said that they had his back. The reality is that we see the Republicans will ride with a dude who's got 34 freaking felony convictions and over 50 more counts pending against him. People need to decide that they are going to choose themselves. And if they vote for Donald Trump, God bless us all, because he is only choosing him. That is all he's ever done. That's what he's going to continue to do. And to reward somebody for standing up there spewing lies and spewing nonsense is ridiculous. You don't have to be in love with the president, but you should be in love with yourself and say, I deserve more of democracy. I deserve more as relates to my bodily autonomy. I deserve more as relates to economic opportunities. The only person that even answered one economic question was Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I'm just crazy. was Joe Biden. Donald Trump wouldn't answer anything about the economy. Now, if people say the number one issue they have is the economy, you would think that they would at least say, well, he didn't answer anything about childcare. He didn't answer anything about making sure that there's more economic opportunities for Black folk. He didn't answer anything on the economy. So why people think he better at it, I don't even know.
Yo, that lady has the IQ of a raisin.
What?
Like, so, and this is, and look, and here's the crazy thing. I want everybody watching this right now to understand. This is who you're sending to Washington to represent you. That person allegedly. Right there. Dallas, she's in Dallas. She's out of Dallas. What is going on in Dallas to where, like, you just said, you guys all collectively said, you know what? She might be the one. Like, what kind of, there must be some new crack in Dallas. Like, that is some new crack. That is new age crack. Okay.
Yeah. There's, gosh, we could do the whole show. We've already done half of it.
Now, and shout out to, I want to give a shout out to her weave too, because as much as she neck rolling and all that, like, it never falls off.
Okay? She's cute. She is.
Oh,
not. I think she's cute.
Man, no.
She put together. She's cute.
She is an adjustable three. No, she is not.
Three?
An adjustable.
Oh, come on, that's
you ain't cold. you ain't seen her from the neck down.
No, I haven't. That's fair.
Yeah. Adjustable three. No, and then I'm kind of spoiled too because I live in South Florida. So.
Yay! You answered all the questions.
Yay! Good job.
All right. Well, so let's pay the bills real quick, and then we'll try to bring this back. I don't know how close we're going to get to this being an actual Colorado show today, because there's just way too much good stuff.
But all of this does pertain to Colorado.
It does.
It does affect Colorado. You know what I'm saying?
All right, everybody. Well, you've got to take steps to protect your family during this time, to protect everything that you've worked for. Gold, silver, and other precious metals are one way to hedge against the insanity happening with the U.S. dollar. Don't leave your financial future to chance. Head to cdmmetals.com and act now to diversify and shield your savings against the uncertainties ahead. If you go to cdmmetals.com, you can get a free gold and silver guide. So head over there and be sure to check that out. You gotta protect protect what's yours, guys. The dollar is
yes. I got you.
it's the dollar sound. Right. So head to cdmmetals.com today and get your free gold and silver kit. And we're going to hear from a couple more of our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Contagion kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the contagion kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It mm-hmm. includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And mm-hmm. importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a mm-hmm. way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Mm-hmm. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits mm-hmm. available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace mm-hmm. everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
And we're back.
Yes, we are, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so what did we do? We did shout out to Joe Biden's debate prep team. Shout out to Jasmine Crockett's weave and eyelashes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dr. Jill, most hated woman in America.
Right. Yo, now. That Dr. Jill. It's yeah. apparently this just in. Dr. Jill and the rest of the Biden family is encouraging Joe to stay in the race. Now. I'm convinced that Jill is in love with
Jill is not letting go of power.
Yeah, like she's never that woman has never had this much attention in her life. She's loving it, and yeah, undeserved attention because she ain't accomplished a damn thing.
She's a like, doctor. Of
where? Look,
I think like early childhood education.
Where?
PhD of early childhood education, maybe.
Honorary.
All right, let's look it up. How is...
You have to go to the end of Google to find it.
Dr. Jill, a doctor.
Not enough Google space in the world to find it.
In 2007, she received a Doctor of Education in Educational... a Doctorate of Education in Educational Leadership from the University of Delaware.
Congratulations. You can read, Jill. All right. This is...
Yeah. all right.
Hold on, I got one.
Oh, shout out to team everybody who's on team President Harris. Their moment is coming.
Yeah, they're not gonna bypass Kamala. If they get rid of Joe,
bypass Kamala's Kamala.
Kamala's up to bat, dog. Kamala's
How
up
do
next.
You think that would go?
I think
because there was that James O'Keefe video where he like you know put on glasses and we're supposed to believe nobody can believe it's James O'Keefe, but where the guy the White House I think he was White House office of the president maybe, and he was saying there's no way they can replace him, they can't do it, and there's no way they can replace Kamala because she's the first woman. First person of color in the executive, you know, in either one of those two executive roles.
Yeah, she has like 10 infinity stones of wokeness. Like, she is going to
on multiple continents.
Yeah,
she has woke points from multiple continents.
She's geographically advanced in wokeness.
Can you find a good Kamala video? We need a good.
Oh, I got a great. I sent you one.
Did you? All right. Yeah, we need to shout.
Check your text messages. This is great.
Text or DMs?
Text. Scroll up just a little bit. You're going to love this one. Passage of time.
Oh, I love it. I love it when we have a passage of time.
Oh, this is better than passage of time.
I don't have any texts.
Oh yes.
From you. Did you send it in my DM? Because I have that on my computer. It's harder if you.
I will send it to the passage of time. Time that is past. Unburdened by what has been.
Unburdened. Oh, I love that one.
Unburdened by what has been. For what can be.
All right, I'm waiting for it. You wouldn't know it from today's Beltway punditry, but last night, Black voices across the internet rallied around Joe Biden. And again, I got to share this. Hang on a second. Hold for processing. We'll get to Kamala Harris's video in just a second. But you just sent me this. And oh my gosh.
Yes, yes. Black jobs. Yes.
against Donald Trump in the most viral moment of the debate. Black Twitter and the entire Black internet pounced on Donald Trump's comments about Black jobs, which trended on X at number 10 overall, with over a million posts, and exploded across Instagram and TikTok. Black elected officials, Black leaders, and Black media outlets all jumped in, all asking the same question of Trump's racist rant. What is a Black job?
Yes, a job that is held by Black people, right? What is, like, just like there's, just like they mentioned, Black internet, Black Twitter. they have no problem talking about Black caucus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and with that, we got a
Black excellence. No problem with that. There's no problem. Notice how Hispanics didn't, because he talked about Hispanic jobs too, right? Notice nobody from the Hispanic community was whining about that. Nobody. But Black jobs.
It's messed up. I got to, here we go. So this is George, George down in Colorado Springs. He posted this today in response to apparently the entire Black community showing up for Joe Biden. Is that what we were just told? A lot of liberals want to pretend they don't know what Trump meant when he said illegals are coming here and taking over Black jobs. So I'll define what a Black job is with a real world example. I visited a restaurant in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland in April. The area is full of Black and white Americans, so I expected the employees at the restaurant to represent the citizens of the area, but not at all. Apart from a handful of employees, most of the workers were migrants from Honduras, Venezuela, Guatemala, etc. None of them spoke English, and when I asked for something they didn't understand, they would grab one of the American employees. The only words they knew were refill and water. It was the most awkward experience I've ever had at a restaurant. I had nothing personal against them, but it was clear why they were brought in. I guarantee that the owner of the restaurant pays them almost nothing, and their day-to-day expenses are covered by the U.S. government against our will. I guarantee a Black teen now has to look 10 times harder to get an entry job like that because employers prefer cheap slash non-problematic labor. These are jobs that would have gone to Black or white residents, especially young adults in the area, but instead went to people who broke the law to get here. That's what Trump means. And if you can't put two and two together, you just have Trump derangement syndrome.
Bingo. Hey, yeah, give that dude a Don DeMarco. Hey, check this out. I have another George Black. What'd you say?
We should get George to come on the show.
We should. There's another Black jobs clip in your inbox in Twitter. Okay. I'll be hooking you up, man. Coming.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right.
And the Kamala clip is just above that. There you go.
Okay, we're gonna do the other Black jobs one first, and then we'll do Kamala.
Kamala Harris. The passage of time.
The passage of time. To not be held back by where
so everybody wants to deflect on Biden and point out the one thing that Trump said in the debate about Black jobs. Now, all of us with common sense, you know, the ones that think for ourselves, we know exactly what Trump meant. He meant that illegals are taking jobs away from Black people. Duh. It's absolutely hilarious that this is the only thing they can find from Trump's speech when we can find 100 different things from Biden's speech. And there is absolutely a double standard when it comes to Biden talking about race versus Trump. Now, the left always has amnesia, and I have to remind them of what Biden has said in the past. So let me show you this clip of Biden from 3 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer. They've seen, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some Black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf. Right.
So why you got to say Black women, Biden? He could have said essential workers were stocking the shelves. Why are you implying only Black women stock the shelves, Biden? The next thing he's going to say is, you ain't Black if you ain't stocking the shelves. Right in that clip, the American people, at least the ones that are free thinkers, the blinders are off, and we can see all the lies, every single one, Joe. That's why you're fired. All right, left. Now I want to hear from you guys in the comments. What do you have to say about what Biden said? And how about you talk about some other points that Biden made in the debate that were horrible? Horrible. He did a terrible job overall. And you guys know it. If you are still committed to Biden after this, your level of stupidity is off the charts. And I am so sorry for you.
Oh, I like her. Yeah. So clearly,
I need her phone.
The Biden Harris campaign. Yeah, she's cute. The Biden Harris campaign saying that all of Black Twitter rallied around the president, all of the Black pundits and community, and everybody says Biden's our guy because Trump is super racist. Obviously, that's not true.
Orange man bad. All that. Like I said, Trump gets blamed for everything. Fat, Trump's fault. You're ugly, it's Trump's fault. You get no ass, it's Trump's fault. You broke, it's Trump's fault. No. Everything is his fault. That's all Trump's fault.
Everything.
My nose itches. It's Trump's fault.
It's obviously. All right, hang on a sec.
My fingernails.
So now we're gonna
clean my fingernails. It's Trump's fault.
Where is that?
Yeah.
I gotta get this Kamala thing pulled up, but
it's hilarious. It is.
Yeah. Passage of time. All right.
Passage of time.
Here she is. This is her moment, you guys.
You're gonna love
first
this.
Watch. Female president. Let's go.
Today is today. And yesterday was today yesterday. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow. So
this
live
is
today.
Not real.
So the future today
Aaron's
will
fault.
Be as
I didn't
the
do
past
this.
Today as it is tomorrow.
The thing is, there's so many that are real. So obviously that was AI, but not far off.
But you gotta play it again. One more time. One more time. Today is today.
Today is today. And yesterday was today yesterday. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow. Live today. So the future today will be as the past today. As it is tomorrow.
Okay.
The hand movements. It's like today. The funny thing is, it's not too far off at all.
Be unburdened by what has been.
There we go.
Can be.
This is not AI.
Unburdened by what has been. What can be. Unburdened by what has been. What can be. Unburdened by what has been. What can be. Unburdened. By what has been.
What we can see, what we believe can be, unburdened by what has been.
What can be, unburdened by what has been. What can be, unburdened by what has been. What can be, unburdened by what has been. What can be, unburdened by what has been. Who we can be.
Oh, that's a good one.
Unburdened by who we have been.
Oh, that's the angry remix.
It was angry eyebrows.
What has been. Where we can be, unburdened by where we have been.
Oh,
and unburdened by where we are right
there
now.
There was low effort on that one.
Unburdened by what has been. What can be, unburdened by what has been. What can be, unburdened by what has been. What could be, unburdened by what had been. What can be, unburdened by.
All right, it goes on for like
four. Yeah, it's the crazy thing. Like that phrase of hers has more remixes than a Puff Daddy song. It's like, it's ridiculous, man.
Okay, so you need to tell everybody what your Twitter handle is, because everybody wants to follow. Everybody in the chat is like, I want to follow Darren. How do I follow Darren?
Oh, okay, my ex is MookumX. MOOCOLMX.
All right, I got it. I'm gonna put it up on there for you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So So and my ex profile is I need you to follow me so you can see what can be unburdened by what my ex profile has been. And then you can follow and then you can look at the passage of my timeline.
I want her to have to explain that phrase.
She can't.
I know.
I'm willing to bet she'd have a tough, like, if you asked her, like, how do you spell your name? she'd hesitate for a second.
So if you said, come up, Madam Vice President, I have noticed several times, 4 minutes, that you've said what we can be unburdened by what had been, has been. Can you go a little bit deeper and explain what you mean by that? And I what guarantee I mean... you look, we've been very clear about this. What we mean is that we should look at what we can be unburdened by where we have been. We've been very clear about that.
And the unburdenment is what can be continuously unburdened.
By what has been.
By what has been.
Yeah, sorry guys, we couldn't get through all 4 minutes. But it was incredibly painful, and that's why.
That lady is a wart.
All right. So, speaking of, so we do, you know, All right, we'll hit one more national topic, and then we'll talk about the Colorado primaries. We'll save all the crime and homeless stuff. Crime and homelessness isn't going anywhere in Colorado. It's actually gonna, you know, with the decision to allow governments to enforce camping bans against homeless people. There's a lot of jurisdictions around the nation that are going to enforce camping bans against homeless people. And we can, I think, be certain that Denver is therefore going to expand their camping ban and absorb all of those people being kicked out of other places. So it's going to get worse. That's my prediction. And we'll be able to talk about that next week. But internationally, Macron is toast.
It's cooked. He's cooked.
Look at all those Frenchies.
Shout out to the Frenchies.
Shout out to the French.
Shout out to the French.
Shout out to the National Rally. Shout out to Emmanuel Macron,
and
who
was
having
husband.
A rough day.
And his husband.
Oh my gosh, it's almost like you said that, and then we got this. That was like a jinx. That was almost you and Revon need to see.
But Revon got it wrong. It's Macron and it's Macron and Castro.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about
being unburdened.
Absolutely. While I'm pulling up the next article we're going to cover, give us a little Woody update. Because you scared the crap out of me today.
Right, so Ash's favorite person in recent pop culture news is a gentleman by the name of Lil Woody. Woody is a subject that has been tied into the YSL Young Thug case out in Atlanta. The RICO case brought up by none other than Fonny Wade.
She likes Ricos. She's doing Ricos all over the place.
If she's sleeping with Nathan Wade, she's probably sleeping with a dude named Rico. Okay. I know a dude in Atlanta named Rico.
He's checked his whereabouts.
I really do. I need to call him, make sure he's still alive. but I got a phone call today from my buddy who told me that Woody was deleted off the planet. And I called Ash and she
immediately.
Was like, no. Yeah,
before even fact checking it, you called me.
I was like, I said, let me call Ash on three-way.
I was very upset. I immediately fact checked it.
Yeah, she was like, see you at the crossroads, you know. You won't be lonely.
Come to the end of the road.
Yeah, so as,
but let go of the liberty.
You belong to me.
I belong to you. So no, anyway, he's not dead. It was fake.
Yeah, so it was a false alarm, and Ash was, and little Woody lives to fight another day. All he right.
His buddy,
Tay got blown away.
Yeah, they're just whacking people involved in the extended YSL circle. So,
yeah.
Stay frosty out there in Atlanta, everyone. There's also shout out to Karen Reed. We may have a, so that's like the Young Thug trial, but for like white Y moms. we might have a verdict in her case.
Okay.
She's
okay.
Innocent. The police set her up, in my opinion.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. So, primaries. We have 9 minutes left. Let's talk about Colorado.
Let's do it. Let us do it.
We have 9 minutes. Let's talk about Colorado on the Colorado show.
All right. Should we transition?
We should transition.
Not that kind of transition. This transition.
Voters delivered a mixed bag in the Colorado primaries on Tuesday, and the clear takeaway is that Colorado voters are a diverse bunch with a wide spectrum of ideas. The Democrats Socialists lost bigly. Yes, I did say
the Democrats bigly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Representative Elizabeth Epps and our favorite man bun Tim Hernandez lost their primaries. Shout out to
the man bun. Hey, put your fist in the air for the man bun.
Yeah. He's, you know, probably going to go back to organizing and rotting the minds of children because he was a teacher before he was a legislator.
So was Jamal Bowman. Go figure.
Oh, who also lost his breath. See, the DSA did not do good.
Yep.
They did bad.
No bueno. Wait. No bueno. You want to know why?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There you go.
Yep. In addition to those two commies, Kyra DeGroy Kennedy, wife of Chris DeGroy Kennedy, who was pretty widely loathed by anybody except for the DSA and, you know, Democrats, she lost her primary too. It was basically she was going for her husband's seat. She's trying to take the husband's seat. And the voters were like, nah, we don't want to pay your family anymore.
Like, we sick of you. You got to go.
Yeah, that we've given that family enough.
You've made it enough.
So the story here that we're hearing from the media is the decision that the voters are moving away from the VSA or the DSA. Voters are still very, very in on Democrats. They're just not all the way communist. We'll see, man. We'll see.
And they're looking for more centrist.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Right. But the dude that Jamal Bowman lost to, he poses as a centrist, right? Mm. But he's just pro Israel. So I don't think he's
Jamal Bowman is not pro Israel.
Right, exactly. And that's why he got his head tossed the other day. So I think that dude he pretends to be a centrist, the new guy.
But, new guy pretends. Yeah, and that's what I think most of them are doing is pretending.
Yeah, he definitely ain't. He's still progressive. He's still a progressive.
I was gonna try and find the jump around video of Bowman and AOC, but we're running out of time. And let's talk about the Republicans. So Greg Lopez, he ran for governor last time around. Obviously, he didn't win because Jared Polis is the governor. He won Ken Buck's vacant seat. He's heading to D.C. for the rest of the year. He's not running for the seat in November. Lauren Boebert won that nomination, and she will face Tricia Calvarese in the general. She was Tricia Calvarese was on the ticket for the special election as well. Mm-hmm. She lost by 24%.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be
CD4 is a red seat. It would be very strange. I mean, honestly, and I've said this before, I think the only way that it could flip away from Republicans is if Lauren Boebert is just that unlikable to the majority of people. But I think it's safe to say that she's going to be our congresswoman. We'll see what happens. Let's see. We lost. So the America First contingent, people, you know, claim America First values and some with proven track records. really didn't do super great. I think Lauren Boebert won. Aside from that, Ron Hanks in CD3 and Dave Williams in CD5 both lost to Jeff Hurd and Jeff Crank, respectively. Gabe Evans won the primary in CD8. He was considered by, you know, the America First contingent to not to to be the establishment candidate. He did preside over the impeachment of Jenna Griswold. So that was fun. And, you know, not really destined to go anywhere. It was, I think, probably
but just the fact that he did it. But he did it. Yeah. I ain't mad at it.
He faces Idira Caraveo in November. She is the incumbent Democrat in that seat. And as a reminder, CD8 is the seat that was new in Colorado after the census.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. We saw some, you know, it's kind of sad. We lost Sandra Larson over the Board of Education, Adriana Cuva over Senate District 12. Good, solid America First candidates who, you know, lost to the establishment candidates with the big money. And that's just basically how it goes. We did see, however, a couple of America First triumphs. We had Matt Burcham in HD 43. So that's going to the State House. And then former state rep Kevin Van Winkle won his nomination for Douglas County Commissioner, which is a good thing. I think that we're going to see what happens in November. I think we'll probably see more of the same. I'm very interested to see how the 75th General Assembly is going to go, and if this tack back away from all the communism is just for the campaign, or if we're going to see more of sort of a balanced you know, effort at governing in 2025.
Okay.
Remains to be seen. I don't know.
We shall see.
We shall see.
And somebody said, there is a trans pride flag besides Canada flag at my old high school. I noticed today, kind of pissed the teacher when I was there back in the day, groomed a 16-year-old. Lord. Yeah, you going through it, Reverend.
Reverend. Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Reverend, you going through it over there, bro.
Jesus. So, you know, so that story reminds me. So where I was going to save all our crime and homeless stories for next week, because we are out of time and there was just so much fun national stuff this week we had to talk about. But I will hit this story because Reven, his share there in the chat reminded me this is a pretty heinous story. So, you know, guard your kids. Poudre School District employee sentenced to 16 years for sexually abusing boys in his care. He was abusing them for over the course of 20 years. So he's actually getting less of a sentence than the amount of time he was criming. Beware of anyone telling you that pedophilia is an overblown issue or non-issue in Colorado. Abusers are prevalent. This is out of CBS News Colorado. Robert Denise, a Poudre School District employee, recently sentenced to 16 years for sexually abusing boys under his care, and it, not just his care at school, but in Scouts as well. And I'll get to Scouts again in a second. What is crazy about this story is that even after this guy confessed, and his victims are now adults, and they've been, you know, had abuse victims, especially child abuse victims, have it in their head for the rest of their lives. It's a reality. It messes you up as a kid to be sexually assaulted. And his victims, who are now adults looking for closure, people in the school district are sticking by this guy. Quote, even after confessing to a judge that he had assaulted and raped several boys, some of Denise's coworkers and former students argued he was a good person who should not have been harshly punished for what he did. Some former educators told the court Denise was a good man, even better educator who positively impacted the lives of the students he interacted with. Get your kids out of public school. Take your kids out of public school. If somebody abuses your kid in the Poudre School District, the reaction of the employees of the Poudre School District is going to be to protect the abuser and not believe your kid, diminish what your child went through. It's sick. These people are freaking sick.
And you know, the funny thing is, like, it seems like in recent times, they're becoming way more and more bold about it. Like, I see some of these comments that people make on X. I'm just like, tell us you diddle kids without telling us you diddle kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, like what's wrong with you, dog?
Hey, yeah, you know,
like, so like, well, I remember one person replied to me. It was about the DeSantis, and he said, well, you can't say gay. You can't even whisper gay in the ear of children. I said, well, why the hell would you want to whisper gay? He blocked me after that. Yeah. I was like, what type of time you on, bro?
If your identity requires that children affirm your sexuality, you're a pedophile.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's a fact. There's no other. Well, kids are just so loving and kind, and they like me so much. Yeah, no.
Need you. Hold on.
Please say that louder for the people in the back.
If your identity requires that children affirm your. I lost it. What was it?
Sexuality.
If your identity. Yeah, if your identity requires that children affirm your sexuality, you're a pedophile. Yeah, if you got to be around kids with your penis hanging out or your whatever the. Never mind.
Excuse me, just because you have a real penis.
Yeah, you're right.
Just because yours is real doesn't mean.
And if you think that this is a conspiracy theory, and nobody wants people's children to affirm their sexual identity. Here's the Seattle Pride Parade being led by children.
Right.
Megan and Sue, our first pair of Red Marshalls.
Seattle Center. Here with us today are some of the amazing leaders who serve
our two exceptional women who are champions in their respective sports. Champions for the queer community.
Scouts.
That's ridiculous. Is that Boy Scouts? Wow.
They're not. You can't say that anymore. You can't say Boy Scouts.
It's just Scouts?
It's just Scouts.
Yo,
you're such a bigot.
just because you have a real penis, Darren, doesn't mean you can.
Yeah. Yeah, Darren.
Because you didn't have to cut your leg off to get a room.
It's so sad.
It's really sad. People are nuts. I sacrificed my whole forearm for a penis. I'm just like you now.
And to do that to children whose brains haven't finished forming yet.
These people are
who don't sick. I know 30 and 40 year olds that don't know who they are. To think that somebody who is, you know, 12, 13 can. Oh, you know what? Forrest Mommy, another Colorado podcaster, she said today. It just flew out of my head. Puberty is a human right. And it is. And violate the entire purpose of this movement is to get rid of consent. And kids can't consent to puberty blockers.
Right.
They can't. It's just a pause. There's no impact to you. Okay, that's not scientific. It's just debunked by all the science, all the actual science debunks everything you're saying. But sure, yeah. Let's let kids totally screw up their endocrine system, their bodies. Let's let them mutilate themselves to make mentally ill adults feel better.
Yo, call sign said I identify as a cordless hole puncher.
I don't want violence. I just want justice. I want there to be a reassertion of
sensibility. Yeah, common sense.
Normalcy? Particularly as it relates to the protection of children, because a lot of these kids are vulnerable. Young gay boys are some of the most vulnerable members of our society because they're like, oh, come here. I'll be your family. I'll be your daddy. I'll be your daddy. And all the older gay men had that same experience when they were young gay boys. It's a rite of passage to be molested, abused, and raped. By an older gay man when you're a 14-year-old gay boy, and they think it's fine. Nobody's protecting the young gay boys. Who's looking out for young gay boys except for Gays Against Groomers, who are demonized and you can't say their name on the floor of the Colorado House? Nobody's looking out for them.
You can't say their name on the.
No, they Ken DeGraff got, we covered that, I think. When you
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he got gaveled down for saying gays against groomers. You can say it once to refer to, they had to go to a recess. They just go to recess to figure out how to deal with Ken DeGraff wanting to talk about gays against groomers because of the pearl clutching of saying the word
groomer.
But
it's an actual company.
Yep. Yep, but they banned the word groomer, and they just didn't know what to do at that moment. So they had to go into recess so that they could.
So what if he? What if he like? What if he says like gays against people that take advantage of children?
Yeah, gays against pedophiles.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't think you can say pedophile on the floor either. I might be wrong about that one, but I don't think you can say it.
What kind of Maoist Chinese? Oh yeah, that's right. Right.
Yeah.
No, it's communism.
Speaking of which, we'll end on this one because we're
democumism. That's what it is.
Sometimes feels like. All right, there was this. Where is it? I know I posted it not that long ago, so it's got to be up here. Here we go. This, I love this so much. Have to close your DMs though.
I got tons of stuff. I'm about to load you up.
All right. So this guy says Secretary Pete Buttigieg made this happen, and he's a member of the Biden-Harris administration. Wow. It's a team of experts you're electing. This is, of course, the Teton Passes reopened
comes,
after it
here
collapsed.
Here comes Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah. It's a team of experts you're electing. They're just admitting
Stop it.
Communist oligarchy. It's just what we're doing now. It's what we're doing now in the United States of America, everybody.
That's why somebody told me that they're like, he doesn't have to do it alone. He has a team. I said, the team. Yeah. We didn't elect a team. We elected Deadpool. I said, the team doesn't hold the codes to the nuclear football. And I said, it damn sure wasn't a team on that debate stage.
No, but here's the thing is that the team for what happened on that debate stage had 7+ days sequestered to prepare for that. And my theory is that they prepared for the wrong event because Trump, they were going to use, I really believe they're going to use Biden as a victim, right? Like mean old nasty Trump is just so mean and nasty to Biden that the victimhood would kind of overshadow the sundowning that we all watched. And President Trump played it perfectly because he was reserved. He was calm. Mm-hmm. He wasn't shouting when the mics were muted. Shouting when the mics were muted. Trump wasn't doing it.
He said, you could carry your own bags?
They prepared him for their mainstream narrative of President Trump. President Trump knew that they were going to do that, didn't give it to them. And then their after the fact talking points were so like disjointed. They're like, well, Trump was mean, nasty, and he makes all these personal attacks. And it's like, well, hang on a second. Like, he wasn't really. He was actually, because it was kind of like the nicest.
No, he was chill.
Trump.
He could have really cooked him.
He did really cook them by not giving them what they wanted. Yep. Because if he had done that, then they could have overshadowed. Well, you know, he got him off and it's just dealing with Trump is too hard. We don't need to do any more debates. This is too hard. It's too difficult. He's too mean. He's too nasty. The personal attacks, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, all they had was
good Joe. Yeah.
Strategically brilliant. He's a very stable genius, as he calls himself. Amazing. All right, that's the show we have for you guys today. Everybody do us a favor and hit the thumbs up wherever you're watching. If you're watching on Rumble or X or Getter, we appreciate you. And please smash that thumbs up button or the heart button for us. Helps us out quite a bit. The show is brought to you by the Colorado Free Press and CDM. And we do it every Sunday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're new to the show, come back and hang out with us again. Usually we do talk about Colorado.
Typically.
But it's, I mean, there's just so many things. And Darren and I haven't had a chance to recap
audience.
It all.
Good
and
audience.
So, answered all the questions. All the facts.
Ice cream. No cards of ice cream. When you get home, Joe, I have a new set of new cards for you.
the very fine people hoax and the injecting bleach hoax and the suckers and losers hoax. I don't think he knew all the facts.
He cooked all of them, bro. Like, that was great.
He had an alternative set of facts.
alternative facts.
Yeah, we have alternative facts. All right, everybody. We will see you back here next week, Sunday at 2 p.m. Have a great week.
And, peace.
Peace out.